Learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Yin Aleph Amin Aleph. Gemara is discussing Hilchas Mezuzah, got into it from the Lishkas Parhedrin, if it's Chayav Mezuzah Machlokes. And the Gemara brings Tanur Rabbanan Mesherecha, Echad Shar Bantim, Echad Shar Chatseris, Echad Shar Mendinais, Echad Shar Yeris, Yesh Ben Chayvis Mitzvah Lavokai. Shim Shanem Vechsavtam Al Mezuzah Spesecho Visherecha. So not only the doorways of the house of Mechayv Mezuzah, but the doorways of the Chatzim, and the Medina, Rashi says the Medinas have natural boundaries, and they have one roadway, and that has a shire, or an ear. Harom mechayiv mezuzah. The Ridva says that that chiv is the Rabbanan. The Pasuk of Smachta Ba'almi brings it from the Rav HaGadol, it means the Ramban. But the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit, on the Sefer, on the Rambam, he's medayik from the Rambam, and the Rif, the chiv is min HaTeira. And that's what's mashma. The steam is a paiskim a mash mitzachiv der eisa on the shayach at seiris and shayach medinas and shayach yoris. So there's a chakira, there's a shtickle terry that I saw, a blade malin has it in the sefer, Chedush Rabbi Yalev Simon Yad Zayin, and Mamish Shep Chaim Kanievsky in his sefer in Ilchas Mezuzah, in Perik Aleph, Ois Chafei, says Mamish, come out the same shtickle terry. A chakira, what's the mechayiv of the shayach chatz, shayach ir, shayach medina? Is it the pshant that the chatzir and the ear and the medina have a din that they're mechayiv mezuzah? Well, no. Only really a bais is mechayiv mezuzah, but the shar ha-chatzir, since it leads to the bais, that's called one of the sharim of the bais. Ablei Malin, and like I said, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they want to say it's really mechayiv rishayim. The Teis Rishonim, the Teis Rosh Asakasha, we have in the next Amid, in the Alpha Mbeis, that a base shar, a chsadjum apesis, is pata from mezuzah. Why is a chotzer different than a base shar? And the answer, because Teis Rishonim, the Teis Rosh, because a shar is very small, so it's not chashiv. A chotzer in the ear is chashiv. So mamela, it's bigger. So mamela, that's why it's mechayiv. So you see, if the Yisayda Davar is the Chatzir, the Chashivus of the Chatzir or the ear, so you see that that's the Mechayim. Now how come it has to go into the Batim? Yosef throws it in, that it's the Nechnasim Darkom Lebatim. The Teretz is that Gufa makes it that has the Chashivus of the Dira. If the Mechayim, if the Pshat is that the Shara Chatzir blinds the Shara for the Bayim, so it doesn't make a difference how big the Chatzir is. Elamai, the Chatz is the Mechayiv. He's medayik away from the Rosh, in Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel. Also, it says that a bayis, a she'im be'tikr, is pater from mezuzah. So, in fact, the Rosh, why is the Chatz Mechayiv and mezuzah? So he says, the Chatz is supposed to be that way. All Chatzeris don't have roofs. So, male is darker b'kach. So, male, that's why there's no Chatzara that doesn't have a roof. Vashenke and a bayis without a roof, is b'chalam, it's not really a milsei. It's not really to be a base dira b'chalam. If you're going to say that the Shara Chatzir is Chayev because of the bias, you don't have to say that. It's not you could say. It doesn't make a difference if the Chatzir has roof or not. This is one of the Sharim to get to the bias. Elamai, the Mechayev is the Chatzir Alein. But the Rambam is Mefurish not the way. The Rambam says, Beisharach Sanjum Mepesis is Pturim Minin Azuzah, She'en Esuyim Ladira. Imhayu Bat Achayav Mezuzah, Sukum and Makaimus Elu Chayam Gamim Mezuzah. Lefikach Echad Shari Chatzeris, Echad Shari Mavois, Echad Shari Medinis, Vayoris, Kuma Chayam Mezuzah, Shari Batim Sukum Mesecha. So he puts together the Bey Shar that's Besuch to Abayis with the Shari Chatz and Shari Mavois and Shari Medinis. He's saying the sight of the Chiyav is because the Batim is Sukum Mesecha. They blind a Shar for the Batim. That's Klar Meduyik in his words. So it's not the pshat that the chatz is mechayiv and mezuzah. It's the bias is mechayiv all the shar mezuzah, including the shar chatz. The shar chatz blames the shar for the bias. The Beis Yosef brings the Rabbeinu Menayach says a teretz on the Rosh's kasha. How come a chatz is mechayiv and mezuzah? It doesn't have a roof. He says because it's psuch to the batim. So that's this teretz. Rabbeinu Menayach is going with the shittas of Rambam. That the side of chatz is not that the chatz is the mechayiv. The bayis is the mechayiv. It blames the pesach for the bayis. Rav Chaim Knievsky, like we said, says the same shtickles of Rebbe Bal, and he brings that the Chaz Nish was medayik this already from the Rosh, and he brings the Baal Amor and the Ron Sukkah also, he's medayik from them that the Mechayev is the Mechatzu itself. And he wants to say, Kumi nafkamina la alocha, because the Biskei Tshuva, and Simon Reish Pem Vav, Sifkan Yinal, brings the Chamudi Daniel, that says that a Chatzu doesn't have to be Dalad al Dalad. Even though a Bayis has to be Dalad al Dalad, a Chatzu doesn't have to be Dalad al Dalad. So Rav Chaim Knievsky says, the Chayetz Tali, if the Pshad is the Chatzah Alenas, is a Makam Dira, which is Chayiv and Mezuzah, it only has Cheshivas and Pesuch to a Bais, so the Chatzah has to be Dalad Adalad. The Chmuni Daniel would work good, like the Rambam, that's Pechlom the Chatzah, it's a Mechayiv. It's just the Shire Chatzah lives a Shire for the Bais, so what's the difference if the Chatzah is Dalad Adalad or not? See, Rav Chaim brings down, the Yishalmi sounds like the Rambam. The Yishalmi says, but on this brisa that says that echad shari batim, echad shari chseis, echad shari medinais, and echad shari ayoris, and mechayiv mezuzah, kuzuz b'sherecha, so Shalmi says, v'chi beis direhein? Are they beis direhein? So Shalmi answers, heisev, Rabbi Yisir Rabun, v'tani b'sherecha l'ab b'shari medina, v'chi beis direhein? Lo yishu v'henin nechnosun l'beis direhein. Hachanam mishven nechnosun l'beis direhein. So Yishalmi Mavish tells the Chan the Shail that not in Beis Dira, but the reason why Mechayim, because in the Chas on the Beis Dira, he mutches a little bit how the Rishonim that learned that it's Mechayim, it's an Egan of Mechayim, we're going to learn the Yishalmi. Now, the Gemara says, the Gemara is a Shail, Omle Abayi Lor Afsar Fahani Abuli de Mechuzah, my time Allah Abdu Lor Abana Mezuzah. The Abuli de Mechuzah, the Sharim of the ear, Mechuzah, how come the Rabbanan didn't make a Mezuzah? The Gemara ends up because it's Mishum HaSakana. It'll be no good that the government sees you putting mezuzahs on the Shari ear, he's going to get suspicious. That's why they didn't make a mezuzah mechuzah. So Rashi says that Motz mechuzah for Yeruban Yisrael. Rave of the city was Jewish, and that's why it should be chayiv a mezuzah. Now, there's Grana Machoikis Rishenim. What's the din? We know a Jewish house is chayiv a mezuzah, a Kayish house is not. What if the house is owned jointly between a Jew and a guy? Is it chayiv a mezuzah or not? So machlokes rishonim. The Rashi ben Chul naf kaflam and heim and beis holds it in chayiv, and the Chiddush Ran also holds that. Should v'sakum, you need a special pasuk to patur, otherwise it's going to be chayiv. But the Mordechai in the first peg of the Zohar says if you have should v'sakum, it's patur mezuzah, and the Pais can bring it. The Ramah in Yeridei Simon Reish Pei Vav Sefalav paskins that it's patur. Paskins like the Mordechai. But Beis Yosef in the Bet HaKavayis brought the Rajba, and the Gayan also brings the Rajba, and the Mashal, and the Amshel Shleim and Chulin, and the last Perek Kuflam and Heim and Beis, he also paskins like the Rajba. So it's a machlokes. Is if you have a shutvis of a yid and a guy in a house, a chayiv apart, the Rajba and the Ran hold that you're chayiv, and the Mashal paskins that way, the Beis Yosef and the Gayan brings it down, and the Mashal holds the apartment, and that's the psak of the Ramah. So Rabbi Tvege here asks a kasha in the Jewish Mechidish, he wants to know if Shutvis Akam patter, even by Rav Yisrael should be patter. And if Shutvis Akam is not patter, so Lechaya, even Rav Akam should be chayiv. And then he's bothered, the Meshash is also bothered by this kasha. Granted, the Gvur Siri and Rabbi Tvege and Tshuva seem to have like a machlokes. If the Pshan in Rashi is, the Gemara Sari says that Rashi holds that Shut V'Sakam will be Chayiv. Because if you hold Shut V'Sakam is Pater, so there's a klal, let's say you have like by Bechar, right? You sell a little small chalik of your behemoth to a guy, and then you Pater from Bechar. Well, let's say by a field, or other things like that. If you have a small chalik of a Shut V'Sakam, Yan Nachri Benzi, you already have a Pter. So, if Rashi says that Rav Yisrael is chayiv, he must hold that Shut V'Sakam is chayiv. So why do you need Rav Yisrael? So he says, because if you have Rav Akam, you say Ruba Kukula, it's like you don't have any Yisrael. And Kvegam, the Tshuva Simon Sarangvav says Fakert. That really Rashi holds, he like brings it down, that Rashi holds that Shut V'Sakam is Pater. But Rav Yisrael blives like Kuli Yisrael. It's the Gayim Adir because they're living in a Jewish city. It's like they have Rishus to be there. But the ear, it's called the Salshem Yisrael. No, you have to know. It could go either way, L'chayra. You have to know the Svaris and Machlokes here. Rav Leib Malin says Pshat and Rashi to answer Bikvegan and the Rishash's Kasha that there's a big chiluk between Shutfus in a house or Shutfus in a city. Al pi the Chakira that we said, if what's the Mechayiv of Shari Ir in a mezuzah? If the Mechayiv is the ear, so then it should be the same as the house. The ear is a Shutfus of Eden and Gaiv, shouldn't be totally unraif. But if you say like the Rambam, that the Mechayiv is the house, and the Shari Ir blames the Shari of the house, so then, you'll go basarayiv, because the pshat is, is the shara ear a shara for a Yiddish house or a Goyish house? That's the shayla. Rayiv is kaveya, which house the shara ear is a shara for. It's only to do with shutfis. The Yiddish houses have no shutfis goyim. The Yiddish house is a mechayim. All the sharim of the Yiddish houses are chayim. There's no shutfis. The shayla is a shara ear called a shara for a Yiddish house. Just like we say, when a guy does a malacha for a group of people, if Rav is a Yidin, it's called the malachas for Yidin. If Rav is for Gayim, it's called the malachas for Gayim. If you have a shar of the ear that's a shar for a lot of houses, is it a shar for Yiddish houses or Gayish houses? That's called, then you go basarayiv. Shutvis, you don't go basarayiv. Manashav, the old shutvis is chayiv. So even Rav Gayim is chayiv. You have a shutvis, you're chayiv. If the old shutvis is pater, even Rav Yidin is pater. But here it's not about the shutvis. Here the vart is the ear. The shire ear is a shire for the houses, and that mamil will be a shire for the rave of the houses. Nar Sameach also says mamish the same shtickle. Hilchas mezuzah perek vav alach hazayin. He also brings the Yerushalmi that we said before from Chaim Kanievsky to show that the sight of the mechayim of the ear is because it blames a shire for the house. But then will be very good. The Rashi winds totally in rave. And now let's go right to the next sugya. The Ikka sugya, the Machloikish of Kanan of Yud, I want to discuss in the next year because it goes on to Amid Beis. I want to discuss the Nekud in this sugya, very wichtig in Nekud in Ilchus Mezuzah. The Gemara starts, Tani Rav Kana Kamen Rav Yudah, Beisa Tevin, Beisa Baka, Beisa Eitzim, Beisa Eitzim, Pturim in Mezuzah, Menei Shanashim Noyeseis Behem. The Brisa says that these storage houses, the Beis HaTevin, the Beis HaBakar, the Beis HaEitzim, the Beis HaEitzim, are parted from mezuzah, because the Noshim are Noyeseis behen. And then you have the Machlekesh. If Kana held Noyeseis means Rechetseis, and the reason why the Pater is because it's a Gnai, Sha'im de Shama Rumais. It's Ein Kveit Shemayim Li Yisham Mezuzah, Rashi says. Since Sha'im de Shama Rumais, so it's not Kveit Shemayim to have the mezuzah. So they say, Shef Kahana holds in a storage house, the etzim would be chayiv and mezuzah. And the only ptur is, if the Noshim Areches is there, they use that to take baths, so then it's not an appropriate place to put a mezuzah. But the Gemara says, if Yehuda holds the other way, then really the storage houses are not chayiv and mezuzah, that's the pshat and the braisa. So Noyesis means the mekash leisham, that they use it for makeup, which is not a tashmish gunai, and that's what Gufa makes it a beis dira, but this brayso, even that is not enough to make it a beis dira to be chayiv and mezuzah, but that was a machlokes. That's what the Gemara comes out, that according to Rav Kahana, if the makash tisham, according to everyone, yichayiv, but in a regular storage house is a machlokes, and according to Yehuda, no, storage house, according to everyone, yipater, if the makash tisham is a machlokes. But the one I want to discuss now is this thing of the reichatseis is a ptur. You have a storage house which you're going to have Kani and Bichayev, but the fact that they use it for Rechitza and the Inda Sarumasham is a Ptur. The Siach Yitzhak clarifies because he says that the Beis Samechetz, the Gemara said it's because it's not for Zuhama. It's not for Zuhama. So what's the Pshad here? Rashi says because the Inda Shamarumais. And he says that a Merchetz Yachid doesn't have Zuhama. A bathhouse, a public bathhouse, has a lot of Zuhama. That's a Ptur. But a private bathhouse doesn't have so much zuma. The ptur is because ta'im the serumes. So the Beis Yosef brings in Simon Reish Pei Vav the Arishanim that hold that a regular bedroom, a couple's bedroom, is part of a mezuzah because they use it for a davik nai. The Marichai says that, and the Maram Rudenberg held that way that a cheder that ish v'ishi yishenim ba is part of a mezuzah, and he brings also from the smack and the kol. But Kamari Shainim hold that a bedroom that's for a married couple, that's part of a mezuzah. It's also a makam that's just like, it has the same, just like a place where they take baths there is pater. Who would then? A bedroom also is a makam for Tashmish Hamita. So the Beis Yosef has two Tainus. Rabbi Yosef argues in them because he says the whole Ptur nemsech mitzad this Gemara, and the two chalukim he brings. One chaluk is that when the whole deer is not such a shtarka deer, Rav Kahana holds that it's in gnuga deer because it's a base of heaven, base of baka, base of eishes, he holds is enough of a deer, but it's not such a shtarka deer. So mela, you put that together with the nashim being a ruhei sham, so mela you pater. But if you have a real deer, it's mamish the deer, that's where they live, then you can't pater out that. That's one chiluk he makes. And the other chiluk is that if the ayin de shama rumais, that's a gnai, but the ish ve ish is sleeping together, I guess because it's under a blanket, it's when it's dark, it doesn't have the same gnai. Not a place where people go a rumais. It's a different bechina, so it doesn't have the same gnai nele yachayim. So basically, relates these two chalukim. One is even if the gnai was equivalent, but since the quality of dira is much more, so that's going to be mechayev al af the gnai. And the second is the gnai is an equivalent. The gnai of the ish v'isha is not the same as ayim nesirum. It's interesting that Beis Yosef argues on the rishayim in this eifet. Now the Ramah brings the Beis Yosef b'stah. He holds in a bedroom, a couple's bedroom is mechayev in mezuzah, and he brings yeshayim that it's pater, and the guy in also is mechayev that is chayev. So the Ramah's mashman at the ikir is that yechayev, because usually when you bring a stam and a yeshayim, you hold like the stam. And the Beis Yosef also held that way, and the guy in also is mechayev that the chayev, and he brings a raya. He says, the Gemara says, it's the Gemara in Amud Beis, that there's a heter of Beis HaKisei and Beis HaMerchatz. And the Gemara also, the heter of Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchatz, Beis HaTvila is Pater. And the Gemara in Amud Beis explains, because you learn it from Beis HaKisei. Man, Beis HaKisei is also L'Kavit. Everything else, so Afkan, it has to be also L'Kavit. Lafuke, these things which aren't also L'Kavit. So it's like the Gain, so you see it's Dafka Beis HaKisei with the whole function, or Beis HaMerchatz, or Beis HaTvila, or Bursiki, with the whole function of that house is a Dirishil Gnai. Mashen came, a bedroom, even though it is used for that, but that's not the entire function. The bedroom has a lot of other uses also. So Mamela, you don't have any Raya to Pater. That's what the Gain time is. So just to Miyash of the Rishenim from the Gain's Kasha, it seems to me there's two dinim. There's one din is like the Gemara brings that limud, the Gemara and the Yudalef on the days, that my bayis asu l'kavod, afkola asu l'kavod, yatsu, abesa kisei, abesa merchatz, abesa bursiki, abesa tefillah, which is not asu l'kavod. And that wouldn't apply l'chayru to a bedroom, but it also wouldn't apply, I think, to a abesa bakar and a abesa tef, and also the dira isn't the house is not asur l'kavod. Now Rashi says a different thing. Rashi says, "Gnayim shayim d'sham arumais ain kvayt shemayim li yisham mezuzah." He doesn't say it's a chesaron in the deer that the deer is not l'kavod. He says it's a gnay to have a mezuzah there. There's a gnay to have a mezuzah. It's not kvayt shemayim li yisham mezuzah. So that's what they held. Even though the bedroom is asur l'kavod be'etzim, it's not called the dirish l'gnai be'etzim. But the pshat is a gnai to have a mezuzah, just like the Gemara here says that the oimdis and rumais is a gnai to have the mezuzah. So who are then? The cheder, she'ish v'ishti yishenim sham, is a gnai to have a mezuzah. It's ein kvayt shemayim. Now the Ramah says like this. The Ramah says that let's say the door is separating the couple from the mezuzah, that when they close the door, the mezuzah is on the outside. So then even the Rishayim hold Nichayim. The Rishayim were discussing when the mezuzah was inside the door. Right? Now by Beis HaKisei, you never find such a chiluk. You don't find by Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchatz v'chuli, that if the door, when you close the door, the mezuzah is outside the door, then you put a mezuzah by the Beis HaKisei and Beis HaMerchatz. The Teretz is, the few were saying it's Gevaldik, because there's a din that you need a dirish al kavod, and the Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchatz doesn't have a din dirish al kavod. It's not a sliyim al kavod. That's a ptur from the pasuk, and that doesn't matter which side of the door the mezuzah is on. The whole dir is not a dirish al kavod. But here, that's a bias is made for kavod, like the Gaon says. That's a bias is made for kavod. So either Rishayim pattering, they're coming from Beis HaTeva, Beis HaBakar. Also, that's a bias is made for kavod. There's a naya heter of Sha'im de Shamarumas, Ein Kvayt Shemayim, Li Yisham Mezuzah. So there the Ramah is saying a shtickle. That what they mean to say is dafka when the mezuzah is on the same size as the as this ayin d'shamiruma, so this tashmish maguna. Hashem came when the mezuzah is on the other side of the door, so there's no gnaif in the mezuzah anymore. So if he was saying it's two dinim, there's a din you need asir l'kavod, and a beis akisei, and a beis amechetz v'chuli are not asir l'kavod, and that doesn't matter which side of the door it's on. And there's another din, that ayin d'shamiruma is a ptur, and that's a shayla, that's what the Beis Yosef talks about. He has two pukum on that gufa l'gabe tashamita. First of all, he doesn't think tashamita is as bad as ayin d'shamiruma's, doesn't have the same gnai. And the second thing is, by a di gemur, he doesn't think there's such a ptur. You only find the ptur by a beis abaka. The other Rishayim will know that tashamit is also a similar guy to ayin d'shamiruma's, and it would apply to a diru also. But there you have the Ramah that says if it's on the other side of the, if the mezuzah is on the other side, you don't have the ptur. See, the Ritva says, when the Gemara Patas beis akisei, the Ritva brings from his Rebbe that it's tumah beis akisei which wasn't used. Because if it's a beis akisei that's in use, it's pshita. What's meant the Ritva? I think it's mamish dishtikel. There's two shailas. There's one shailas that doesn't have a din dira. So that's not pshita. Maybe beis akisei has a din dira. But if it's in use, taina the Ritva, every beis akisei is mamish, is a gnai from mezuzah. You can't put a mezuzah there. How can a mezuzah be there? Now there the Ramah says no. The Ramah might have a different teretz to the Ritva's kasha. The Ritva says a teretz because tumah chadashim is not in use. And the Ramah says a teretz because it's on the other side of the door. So on the other side of the door, nishkeferlich. Falakapanim, you see from the Ritva also, it's a tzveit din. There's a din that is there a mechayah for a mezuzah? But then, stam, you can't put a mezuzah there. It's a gnai, pshita. You can't put a mezuzah there. So that would be a yisha for those rishonim. But the guy is asking a kasha, that's only when the deer is primarily for a dove and maguna, and here it's not. The teretz says, yeah, but they hold, like what they bring a raya for this gemara, you can't put a mezuzah there. And that was saying, the Beis Yosef has tightness wise. Not such a gnai, or why by a deer or gemara, you don't have that thing, the Beis Yosef declares, and then there are Ramah saying, if it's on the other side of the door, it's not a problem. And he holds even those rishonim, I'm asking. But that's the two dinim. The din of reichs l'sham is tam, not mitzad the dira, but mitzad the gnai to the mezuzah. And there's another din of basic kisei mitzad the dira, and it's not a dira shel kavod. That's the chayav pshat in the sugya.